them. Good morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Chav Dalav. We're starting on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. We are starting with the Mishnah of Anashim. Here we're going to be finishing up today the second parak of the Masechta, and we're going over who can write the get and who can deliver the get. So the answer is everybody. Now I say everybody, and everybody here knows because you've been with the daf long enough, so you know everybody does not mean everybody, but it doesn't matter. In other words, the Mishnayos on both points on the point of Ksiva and on the point of Hava'a. So the Mishnah says Hakol. The Mishnah on Chav, you take a look at Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says that Hakol Ksherim Lichtov. Everybody is allowed to write the get. Everyone's permitted to write the get. And then you go ahead one more Mishnah. We did the Mishnah yesterday on Chav Gimel, and the Chav Gimel Menaf. It says Hakol Ksherim Lahavis the get, and everyone is able to go ahead and to deliver the get. So writing and delivering the get could be done by everybody. Now, notable exception, and what I'm going to not do right now is I'm not going to go over who are the notable exceptions. Go back and see the Mishnayos again, see yesterday's daf, the daf before, where we talked about notable exceptions. But the general idea is that people generally speaking, kosher to write a get, and people generally speaking, kosher to bring the get. Afanashim, and that brings us right now to our Mishnah. And we just continue in the Gemara. So in the Mishnah, Afanashim, Sheinanem, Osamar, Meis, Bala. Now there are a list of women, five women, who just by situation alone, so they don't like you. And when I say you right now, I'm talking about the woman who's about to receive a divorce. Okay, so these women don't like you. Five of them, not because of your personality, not because of any drama, just simply because of the situation of life. They don't like you. Now, it sounds a little bit strange, by the way. In other words, that we assume animus between people. Generally speaking, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that we're not supposed to hate one another. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Akiva said that v'hafta l'recha kamocha. You should like each other. However, that's true. You should, but chachamim were also realistic as well. And certain situations in life just simply are going to create tension and friction. Just as a simple example, so a daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. Okay, it's a terrible thing to say, but it's true, and the chachamim know it. So they don't have they don't have the warmest of relationships. And so therefore, the Mishnah and the Yevamos, we did it together, notes that if one of these five women, I'm not going to go through the five women right now, we're going to go through in the Mishnah right now who the five women are, but I'll tell you the truth. When we did Yevamos and we went over it in more detail, over here today, I'm just assuming that you know who the five women are and why there's animus between them. But regardless, these five women, here's what we learned at the end of Yevamos. They can't come and report that your husband died. Okay? Even though normally speaking, when it comes to this kind of reporting, so Eid Echad, by Eid Asisha, Eid Echad is going to be Neman. One witness is going to be believed, and that one witness is going to believe does not have to be a man, and does not have to be a kosher, right? It could be a apostle aid. It could even be a non-Jew. It could be a shivcha. Anyway, see the end of the Gemara in Yevamos where the Gemara spends over there a couple of prakim discussing this very point. However, because there are women out there, five women out there, who have this natural animus towards you, so therefore they're not going to be given namanus. Everyone else is going to have namanus, but not these five women. Oh. So now, with that stated, so over here we're going to be addressing a very simple question. So they can't testify that your husband died. Can they go ahead and deliver the get? That's what we're discussing in our Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, now remember, this Mishnah is coming right off the previous Mishnah that described that Hakol Ksherim Lahavis get, everyone can bring the get. And so when we say everyone can bring the get, what we include in that is even these five women. So they're allowed to go ahead and bring her get. And the five women are Chamosa, Bas Chamosa, Sarasa, Yevimta, Bas Bala. Okay, and I'm not going to go through these five women right now, but just know that because of situation of life, so there are five women out there who hate her. Nevertheless, they're allowed to go ahead and deliver the get. And the obvious question, which the Mishnah asks, so ma ben get lemisa, so shaksav mochiach. So a simple Q&A over here, really succinct in the Mishnah. So let me get this straight. They can't come in and report that your husband died, but they're allowed to go ahead and deliver a get. Now, the reason why they can't come in and report that your husband's dying is because of the animosity. So they're not going to be telling the truth. They're going to come in and speak a fabrication. And what they're going to gain from that now is that you're going to go ahead and get remarried based on the information that was given. Meanwhile, your husband didn't die. Meanwhile, now you are committing the act of adultery. Granted, you're doing so b'shogeg, but it don't matter. In other words, you're doing the act of adultery, and it's going to really adversely affect your life. Good. So that's, and none of this is good. But that's why they're not Naman. Over here, however, in terms of delivery of the get, so in other words, we're not giving them credibility. The get is what is creating the divorce. The get is a legal document. Over here, it's not their credibility that's creating anything. And so therefore, the Mishnah answers very succinctly. Ma bein, what's the difference between Misa and get? The answer is very simple. In the case of Misa, it's their credibility, which we need and we don't have. In the case of get, we don't need their credibility because we have the get. So the Ha'isha Atzma Mevias Gita Vavashi Tzricha Lamer B'fanenechtam, and then finally the Mishnah ends off with a real head scratcher. The wife herself can go ahead and deliver her own get.
To whom?
Right. So already Ben realizes that that's really strange. She's delivering the get. What do you mean she's delivering the get? She's delivering the get to herself. So she's going to come in from Eretz Yisrael and from her right hand over to her left hand, deliver the get and address herself and say, b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. And everyone realizes that's really strange. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. I don't understand. The moment that she was handed her own get, isn't she divorced then? She has to come into Eretz Yisrael and hand it to herself, and then and only then she's going to be divorced? How in the world is any of this working? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to be discussing it. That will be a big part of today's daf.
Assuming they have to say it also.
Ah, okay. Mitch, your question is the first thing we're addressing in today's Gemara. Let's start with the Gemara. So over here, so the Gemara launches in with a Braisa. And the Braisa says that there is no Nemanus for these five women, not to say that your husband died, and not to deliver the get. So over here, it's called the Stira. The Mishnah says that they can deliver the get, these five women. The Braisa says they can deliver the get. So, it's a stira. We need resolution. The Gemara does so. I'm Rav Yosef Lokashe, kan baretz, kan b'chutzaretz. Baretz alav adibor didaka samchina mehemna. B'chutzaretz adibor didaka samchina la mehemna. So Rav Yosef says, look, talui, it depends. Meaning, what's happening over here is we have two different scenarios. The Mishnah is addressing one scenario, the Braisa the other. In the case of the Mishnah, where we say that she is Ne'eman, what's the Mishnah describing? A intra-Eretz Yisrael get. It is being delivered from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Or let's say better and easier. Within Eretz Yisrael, it's being delivered. What do we know? We know since the beginning of the Masechta. When you're delivering a get within Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. And so now, there is nothing that we need her to say. So then everything now is just a function of the actual get itself. The get is a legal document, and therefore you're fine. Masha Einkim, when the Braisa says that they can't deliver the get, that's talking about from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And it makes sense, Mistaber, because coming from outside of Eretz Yisrael now, in addition to delivering the get, she also has to say, b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta, without formulating, articulating those four magical words, the get's not going to be a good get. So now we need her to deliver, and we need her to, she has a speaking part as well. But again, this is a woman who has animosity towards the woman receiving the divorce. So therefore, in that circumstance, under those circumstances, so we're not going to believe her because she needs to say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. Okay. Now, if you're following well, so basically now structurally, what did we just have? A steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa and two ukimtas. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about one case and the Braisa is talking about another case. Okay. That's all according to Rav Yosef. Let's continue the Gemara. We're going to come back to Rav Yosef. Amalei Abaye Adra Ibcha Mistabra. Abaye says, look, if anything, I like your distinction, but not the way you applied it. I like it opposite of what you said. This is interesting. Diyasi Abba Ma'ara Mashkechinam Bey. Diyikla Me'ma Lekukula Kamechavna. So La Mehemna. Look, when delivering a get in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. Now, what does that mean? It means that the husband can come along and challenge. Okay? In other words, the get has not been notarized, and therefore, it is open and subject to challenging. However, b'chutz aretz, the asi ba'al ma'ar lo mishkechinim be. However, when a get is delivered from outside Eretz Yisrael and brought into Eretz Yisrael with your standard formulation of fanei nechtam, so what does that do? It makes the get rock solid. The get now is no longer subject to challenges. It's impervious, indemnified, if you will. And so therefore, under those circumstances, the get now is so rock solid that she is divorced and no subsequent challenges will do anything that will undo the divorce. So what Abai says to Rav Yosef is, I do like your distinction, but I think it goes in the opposite direction. When the get is delivered from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and one of these five women, right, the five haters, if you will, so one of these five women delivered and said, find an echtam under those circumstances, I think it should be good. Why? Because again, with befind an echtam, you are making now, you're delivering a rock solid get, impervious to challenges. That I think works. On the other hand, when delivering a get in Eretz Yisrael without saying befind an echtav, and now the get is open and eligible for challenges, I don't think the haters can go ahead and deliver the get. In other words, it could very well be that they have ulterior motives, and I don't think they're trusted to go ahead and deliver the get. Tanya Kavasa de Abai, the Gemara says, I have a brisa supporting Abai, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Yishan Emenes, Lavi Gita, Mikava Chomer. A woman is trusted to deliver the get, and we could use what is called the Kavah Chomer logical argument. So manashim she'amru chachamim enamas lamer mezbala nemas lavi gita. He she'nemas lamer mezbala ain't odin she'nemas lavi gita. So when it comes to the haters who cannot testify that your husband died, these haters are allowed to deliver the get. So when we're talking about Stam, a regular woman, not one of the five haters, where she could say Meis Baala that your husband died, so for sure she can go ahead and she could deliver the get. Okay, so that's what's called a logical argument, but we're not done yet. Umi Makam Shabbat. And now, although we did make a logical argument from point A to point B, remember, whenever making an argument from point A to point B, you're always going to be capped from what is true by point A. So when delivering the get, you must say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So too over here, you must say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. In this brisa, clearly what's happening over here, credibility is extended even to the haters. But the haters have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. What is clear in the brisa over here is that what kind of delivery are we talking about? The delivery of a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And who, and the haters are trusted. Who subscribes to that viewpoint? That's Abaye. That's exactly the Gemara's point. This brisa supports Abaye. Am Ravashi Masis Nami Deka Diktani Isha Atzma Mivia Gito Vavashi Tei Tzricha Lomar Shmaminam. So and in fact, when you go back to our Mishnah, you can see clearly in our Mishnah that the Mishnah proves this point as well. A critical reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that the Mishnah is talking about bringing the get from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, because the Mishnah talks about her formulation of what she needs to say, otherwise known as b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So what we have over here is a brisa supporting Abaye, the critical reading of the Mishnah supporting Abaye as well. And now we go back to Rav Yosef. Now remember, according to Rav Yosef, it's just the opposite. Meaning when the haters go and deliver the get from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to be believed. Why? Because they have to say, b'fanei nechtam. We can't trust them on that. However, delivering a get within Eretz Yisrael, they are going to be believed according to Rav Yosef. Because over here, we don't need them to say anything. And just simply the get by itself is creating the divorce. That's all according to Rav Yosef. Now, according to Rav Yosef, what comes out now is something a little bit funny. The Gemara makes the observation right now. Rav Yosef, Reshav Sefer B'chol Saaretz, Mesiyasa Ba'aretz, meaning now what I'm asking you to do is follow the Mishnah, meaning not just the Mishnah we just learned today, but the previous Mishnah as well. The previous Mishnah was clearly talking about a delivery of a get from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Mishnah Chav Gimel. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah over there, this goes back to yesterday's daf, also described the blind person. Now, the blind person can't do it. Why? And the Gemara asks the obvious question, then why can't the blind person do it? And don't give me, and don't tell me, this is yesterday's daf, and don't tell me because they don't have facial recognition, therefore they don't know. They don't have facial recognition, but they have voice recognition. So why can't the Summa deliver? So the obvious answer, which the Gemara gave yesterday, is because they can't say it was written and signed in front of me. In other words, the person's blind, cannot see as to whether it was written and cannot see the actual signatures being signed. He can't say b'fane nechta, b'fane nechta. So, the previous Mishnah, Chav Gimel, is talking about delivering the get from Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Then, the way Rav Yosef sees the Mishnayos, then we move on to the next Mishnah, our opening Mishnah of today, the Mishnah of the haters. Now there, according to Rav Yosef, when can the haters deliver the get? Only within Eretz Yisrael, where you don't say b'fane nechta, b'fane nechtam. And then what does the Mishnah do? Then the Mishnah goes on and describes where she's delivering her own get, and there, how does she formulate b'fane nechta, b'fane nechtam? And now the Gemara is just simply pointing out, according to you, Rav Yosef, wow, those Mishnayos are choppy. We went outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, yesterday's daf. The next case within Eretz Yisrael, the opening Mishnah of today. And then we talked about her delivering her own get from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So can we not just stay on the same case? And what's going on over here? So Reisha V'Seifa B'chutzarz M'tziyas Sabaritz, the Gemara asks exactly that question. In. So the Gemara says, okay, I know it's choppy, but okay. When you're reading the Mishnayos, you have to read it carefully and critically. And sometimes it is going to be choppy. So Reisha V'Seifa B'chutzarz M'tziyas Sabaritz, me ma'im ediktani, ma'am ben yet lemisa shaksav mochiach. In fact, when you carefully read the Mishnah, it does read into the Mishnah, because it says the ksav is mochiach, meaning the get itself is the evidence. Now, if we're talking about bringing from outside Eretz Yisrael, so what should we say? We should say not only the ksav is mochiach, but the pez mochiach as well. The Mishnah doesn't say that, because the Mishnah is describing where there is no peh, i.e., you're not saying b'fane nechtam, i.e., it's not being brought from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but rather within Eretz Yisrael itself. Ad Khan, that takes us to the first part of today's daf. A very quick summary. The Mishnah describes the five haters, right? Those women who hate you and therefore cannot come in and testify that your husband died. So that's the Mishnah Yevamos. So what the haters are allowed to do is actually deliver the get to you. So they can't testify for you, but they can deliver the get. The Mishnah says, why? Meaning if they can't testify, so why can they deliver the get? The Mishnah's answer is, haget mochiach. The ksav of the get is mochiach. Meaning we're not counting on them whatsoever. They're just couriers. What we're looking over here is the get. The get itself is a legal document. And then what we discussed for the first part of today's daf, is that case of the Mishnah talking about where the delivery is from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael with the requirement of saying b'fane nechtam, b'fane nechtam, or no? The Mishnah is talking about where it's being delivered within Eretz Yisrael and there is no need to say b'fane nechtam, b'fane nechtam, and that is the Machlokus Amoraim, which we just went through. Machlokus between Rav Yosef and Abaye, with proofs for each of those positions. Okay, that was part one of today's daf. Now we move on. Second part now, this is going to be the last sugya here, the second parak, and that is going to be the woman delivering the get to herself. How odd, right? Her and her husband are living in Chosaritz, and the marriage, unfortunately, now has come to an end. And he writes a get, and he gives it to her, but he says to her the following. You're going to now be the shliach delivering the get to none other than you. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And you're going to now hand the get to yourself in Eretz Yisrael with the articulation of, it was written in front of me and signed in front of me.
We already learned that the woman comes into town and she says she is divorced, she doesn't have money.
Perfect. Right? Okay, that already is a good point. In other words, Gemara's going to be bothered by the obvious. So, Aisha Atzma, so Isha, Michi, Mati Gidil Yada, Gershala. So the Gemara asks, your question is excellent. The Gemara just asks even a more basic question, and that is, I don't understand. The husband gives the get to his wife and says, here, go to Eretz Yisrael and deliver it to yourself. What? In other words, he's handing her the get. Why doesn't she become divorced at that moment? There now needs to be a delivery to Eretz Yisrael so that she can hand it to herself. Like, what is happening over here? The Mishnah is really difficult to understand. In fact, it's going to be so difficult to understand that the Gemara will really struggle to give one of a half dozen possibilities of what could possibly be going on in the Mishnah that we're looking at such a strange scenario. Number one. So, Amar Rav Huna Ba'omer Lo Tizkar Shibi Ela Bifnei Beis Imploni. Okay, so, suggestion number one is that, look, he wants her to be divorced in front of a certain court. I don't know why. In other words, let's not try to figure out motivation over here. For whatever reason, the husband wants the divorce to transpire in a particular court. That court happens to be in Eretz Yisrael. So, what he's telling the woman is that I'm giving you the get right now. You're going to go to this court. And when you successfully arrive at that court, so now you're going to be saying, b'fanei nechtem, because I want the divorce to transpire in that courtroom. The Gemara says, so sof, kimacha hasa migirsha bay. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. In other words, you're looking at it all wrong. And when she steps foot into the courtroom, she's going to be divorced. Do you know why? Because we're looking at a condition over here. We're not looking at shlichus. In other words, he's giving her the get, but now he's attaching a condition. And the condition is that the get is only going to work when you arrive in that courtroom. So when she actually arrives in that courtroom, so now, condition fulfilled. She doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. Again, Rav Huna's suggestion is good, but it's really incomplete. Meaning, you don't need b'fanei nechtam. El amar Rav Huna bar manoch mishmei de Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika. D'amar la ki matis hasam anachte ha'ara v'shaklei. So, the Gemara now attempts the following. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get you're going to get there to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to put the get on the floor. You're going to pick it up from the floor. So ihachi havalei tligi tech malgabe karka and v'amar rava tligi tech malgabe karka lo amar klom. Tell a woman to pick the get up off the floor. That's nothing. There must be a transfer, a nesina, v'nasan la, says the Torah. And over here, if he leaves the get on the floor and instructs her to pick it up, so it's going to be a good get. It's not going to be a good get. In other words, there has to be a nesina. So the Gemara says that's not the case either. Ella, this is going to be our third attempt to try to understand how she delivers the get to herself. Ella damala have shlech alacha demasis asam vichimatis asam have shlech lekabala vikabli zgitech. Okay, so what you're going to do is the following, is that you're going to be my shliach. In other words, a shliach la'olacha. Remember yesterday? We broke it down very clearly. There are two types of shlichus that could be when it comes to the get. It could either be a shliach la'olacha, meaning it's his agent. Alternatively, it could be a shliach la'kabbalah, it could be her agent. And now over here, what he's asking her to do is to become a double agent. Okay, double agent. Okay, I don't mean it in the way that we describe colloquially nowadays. I just simply mean that he wants her to now take on two roles. You're going to be right now my shliach delivering the get. Now, I want the recipient obviously to be you, but that's not your role I want right now. I want a shliach lo lacha. Again, I'm not here to figure out his motivation. It's weird, but it don't matter. We're just looking at the legal statuses of whether or not this can work. Now when you get to Eretz Yisrael, so what you're going to do now is that I want you to then take on another role, a new role. And that is that you'll be a shlich l'kabbalah. You'll be an agent in order to receive the get. Now, this agency admittedly is really strange because she is going to be an agent of whom? She's going to be an agent of herself. And I know that's weird. I'm fully aware of the fact that that's weird. But the Gemara now is trying to suggest that we could have this, that we could do this. Meaning, all we're trying to do is just figure out how is she delivering the get to herself. In other words, and right now we've struck out already on a couple of possibilities of how she's delivering the get to herself. So the Gemara right now is suggesting that when she delivers the get, she is appointed as a shliach halacha. And when arrived in Eretz Yisrael, she will then take on a new role of being a shliach lekabbalah. The Gemara says no. V'halo chazu shlichus heitzel habal. So the Gemara says over here, it's a failure of shlichus. The shlichus is not going to be able to return back to the husband. Now those words, I translate those words, but that's not the explanation of what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is as follows. What I'm providing over here is Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. Tosha seems to be giving a similar interpretation, although to be fair, Tosha says that he's not saying like Rashi, even though it sounds like Rashi. But anyway, but let's right now, for our daf today, let's present like Rashi. In order to be a successful shliach, so there must be a point where, when you finish your job, you don't have to go back and say mission accomplished, but you could go back and say mission accomplished. In other words, there will be a moment in time where the shlichus is done, your task is finished, and you could go back and say, I did exactly what you asked me to do. Here's the problem. The problem is that if she is now a shliach la'olacha delivering the get, and now what's her very next step? She's going to be handing the get to herself. And when she gets to Eretz Yisrael as a shliach la'kabbalah, there literally will not be any time. But more importantly, there will not be an opportunity for her to go back to the husband and say, hey, I did exactly what you asked me to do. Because right now she is involved in taking on a new role. And in order for shlichus to be a good shlichus, there must be a point in time upon the conclusion of your job where you could go back and say, mission accomplished. I did exactly what you asked me to do. Now, it's fair to ask, I'm going to ask the question, why is that such an integral part of shlichus? That you have to be able to say at the end, mission accomplished. Okay, I'm not sure, meaning the Gemara is saying it, and this is Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. I'm not sure why this is such an integral part. I understand, right, from a satisfying viewpoint, it's good to be able to say, I did what you asked me to do, but okay, good, it's satisfying. But I'm not sure if that's not enough of an explanation, that this is a necessary part of shlichus, that you have to be able to say, I did exactly what you asked me to do. So the Gemara says, okay, so, the Amar La, this is already now our fourth suggestion of the Gemara. How is she delivering the get to herself? So So the Gemara says like this, and that is, I'm gonna ask you now to deliver the get to Eretz Yisrael, and when you get to Eretz Yisrael, so you yourself are not gonna be a shliach lekabbalah. You're gonna appoint somebody else to be a shliach lekabbalah. And again, by the way, when you think about this is so weird. She's been given her own get, but she is right now an agent of the husband. So in other words, she has not yet received the get. When she goes to Eretz Yisrael, she can't hand herself the get. She can't even appoint herself the shliach lekabbalah, as we just got done saying in the Gemara. So what she'll now do is she'll appoint somebody else to be her agent in order to receive the get. Okay. It's weird. There's no question about it. All we're doing right now is just trying to figure out, like, what's the case of the Mishnah? Now, hanicha leman d'amr isha. So the Gemara says, however, as we're going to be learning later in the Masechta, if the husband appoints a shliach to send the get, the wife cannot appoint a shliach to receive the get. I will say that again because I know that was confusing. If the husband is appointing a shliach to send the get, the wife cannot appoint a shliach to receive the get. Now, why? Now, let's assume, again, we just learned together, that's a controversial position, not everyone's in agreement to it. But it's out there. There's somebody subscribes to that viewpoint. Okay. Now, why? So, in a moment, we're going to learn that there are two possible reasons why that is. So, stay tuned. So, but before we get to the why, just right now, the what, the halacha is that if he appoints a shliach, she can't appoint a shliach to receive it. So if that's true, it seems like now we've struck out again. Because the husband appointed a shliach, admittedly a strange shliach, his wife. Okay, it's weird. Again, I'm zooming past the fact that it's weird. I'm acknowledging, however, it's weird, because it is. So he's appointing his wife to be his shliach to deliver the get. But now that he has a shliach, so there's an opinion out there that once he makes a shliach to deliver, she can't make a shliach to receive.
She's the one receiving the get.
No, she's going to appoint somebody to be a shliach.
I'm saying, if he's giving it to her, isn't that automatic, whether she's the shliach or not, it's for her?
Well, that's the Gemara's whole question. The Gemara's trying to figure out what would be the case in which she is actually serving as a shliach. How would this case work? So that's what the Gemara's struggling with right now. Your question started off this whole discussion. So fine. So now that we are here in this opinion that Once a husband sets an shlech l'alacha, she can't make a shlech l'kabbalah. So now, how would this case work? So the Gemara says like this. Time am I. All right, well, now what we get to do is uncover the reason. Why? Why is it that the woman cannot appoint a shlech when the husband appoints a shlech? So there are two possibilities. Time am I. Mishum de'ika bizayin de'bal v'hacha habalo kapit. So one reason why is because of the bizayin of the husband. So what I'm about to say is going to seem a little bit unfair, but just, again, I'm, as usual, unapologetic about presenting the Gemara, so here's going to be one of those occasions. In other words, the husband now is sending a shlech to deliver the get. If she does not herself receive the get personally, he'll be offended. And, okay, so he'll be offended. In other words, he's divorcing his wife. Are we worried about him being offended? No, we're not worried about him being offended. What we're worrying about, what we're really worried about is that he's makbid. In other words, that he basically is saying, look, I'll give her the get if she's ready to receive it herself, but if she's sending a shlich in order to receive it, like in other words, I'm not having it. And under those circumstances, his akpada will basically be almost like a condition where I'm not giving the get under those circumstances. So the husband's makbid. And because of the husband's akpada, so therefore the get was not going to be delivered. It's not a successful delivery of the get, if in fact the husband's going to be makbid. Over here, however, if the husband is giving instructions, I'm sending you as my shliach. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, I want you to appoint a shliach of Kabbalah. We know the husband's not going to be makbid. Okay. So, the general reason why the woman can't appoint a shliach is because we're worried about the husband being makbid. Over here, we know because it's clear from his instructions, the husband's not makbid. So the Gemara says, but there's another reason why. It is that you can't have both husband and wife appointing shlichim, and it's because of the concern of chatzer. Okay? We did this already, but let's do this again. Because I admit that this point is complicated, and it's whatever. It's a little bit of a challenging point. Let's see if we can go over it together. Okay. A woman can receive a get through a number of extenders. She can receive a get through a shliach, and she could receive a get through a chatzer. And both of those are extenders of her. But as we said, I think we said this as recently as yesterday, they're not the same extenders. What's a shliach? Agency. What's a chatzer? It's a yad. It's not a shliach. The chatzer is not a shliach. The chatzer is just simply a yad. It is different halachic category. And now, although here in the daf, I said it, but people generally don't really see the difference. In other words, if she can appoint a shlech to receive the get on her behalf, and her chatzer can go ahead and receive her get, people will basically see it as one and the same. But they're not. So now what happens when the husband puts the get in the chatzer, and then the chatzer doesn't belong to her, and now the chatzer is then going to go ahead and be transferred to her. The get's good, right? No, it's not. Why? Because he didn't hand her the get. Yeah, but he put it in the chatzer. And then the chatzer gave it to her. Yeah, but chatzer is not a shliach. Chatzer is a yad. And because chatzer is a yad, she has to be the owner of the chatzer at the time when the get is put into the chatzer. I hope that made sense. Masha Inkin, when it comes to the shliach, what you can happen now is that you can hand it to the shliach. Why? Because the shliach is not operating as a yad. The shliach is agency. And as such, once the shliach is agency, by definition, the moment you hand the get over to her shliach, the get is going to be a good get. But because people will confuse the two, people will say, well, if I put the get in his shliach, then handing it to her shliach, well, then wouldn't it be the same regarding a chatzer? In other words, I'll put the get in the chatzer and then have the chatzer deliver it to her. Isn't it the same? It's not the same because they're not operating with the same principles. Okay. And so people are going to get confused and therefore a double shlichus delivery is going to be disqualified. If that's true, so then this has nothing to do with the hakpada of the husband. This has to do with a generic gzera derabanan. So the Gemara says, the Amar La, so the Gemara finally concedes, if that's true, how is she delivering the get to herself?
Okay,
Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so here we are now with, we are really at the height of legal maneuverism over here. It's, again, all we're just trying to do is figure out the Mishnah. So what she did, what she is that she's being appointed as a Sheikh La'olacha, she's delivering the get. Now again, now, once there's a Sheikh La'olacha, there cannot be a Sheikh La'kabbalah. And she can't just simply hand the get to herself. So what is she going to do? I'll tell you what she'll do. She'll go to Eretz Yisrael and then she'll appoint another shliach. But another shliach? Leholacha. Brilliant. So now, even though it is a second shliach, but it's not really a second shliach. It's just simply it's subcontracting the husband shlichus. Perfect. Perfect. So well said. Subcontracting the husband shlichus. And now what she'll do with that second shliach, which again, it's not a second shliach, it's really a secondary shliach. And now what she'll do is she'll accept it directly from him. Problem solved. V'i by say, Madam, I have a shlich lalacha, damasisasam, chimatisasam, ema kame beidina, befanenechta, v'mashu beidina shliach, v'leis v'ni alech. So, alternatively, what we can have is we can have the basin appointing a shliach, and again, the now will be hers because basin appointed the shliach. Okay. I kind of takes us to an end of the Gemara's discussion, our second discussion of today. Again, question. The Mishnah said that when she delivers her own get, she says, Befanenechta, Befanenechta. And the Gemara just simply is trying to wrap its head around, what is the Mishnah talking about? She was handed her own get, and she's going to Eretz Yisrael and delivering her own get. I got this great idea. When she's handed her own get, isn't she divorced at that point in time? Why in the world are we talking about her going to Eretz Yisrael? And then somehow, in Eretz Yisrael, saying, Befanenechta, and the get was written and signed in front of me. How is all that happening? And after a lot of struggle, the Gemara finally concedes, I know what we're talking about. We're talking about the case of she is appointed to deliver the get as a shliach la'olacha. But then you get on to a lot of the technical difficulties of, okay, she's a shliach la'olacha. Now when she gets to Eretz Yisrael, how exactly is she delivering the get to herself? And we navigated through that minefield. That was a tricky minefield of figuring out how is she going to be delivering the get to herself. Hadralacha mevi get, that is the conclusion of the second parak of the Masechta. And let's begin. We start the third parak of the Masechta. We're going to start off over here, the third parak, with a really simple point. The get has to be written lishma. Okay? In other words, I'm already giving you the summary of the second half of today's daf. The get has to be written lishma. Let's go over the Mishnah. There are not one, but four cases in the Mishnah that make this point. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shamisha pasal. If the get's not written l'shma, it is pasal. Now, l'shma simply means that when you're writing the get, you know who you're writing it for. You have that person in mind. L'shma over here, in other words, writing the get is a mitzvah, delivering the get is a, it's all a mitzvah, but the l'shma over here is that the get has to be personalized for the intended giver and the intended recipient. Kate said, let's go over example number one. Hayah over b'shuk v'shama kol sofrim makrin. Ish ploni megarish is ploni memakom ploni is v'amar zeshmi v'seshem ishti. So apostle legarish bo, he passes by a school of scribes. All of them are learning how to write a get. And it happens to be that in their schooling, so they're just, sorry, they're making up names as they're writing a get. Happens to be that as you're passing by, the names they made up was the name of you and that of your wife. And you see this as a sign from above. I made that joke way too many times, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's okay. So so what you do now is you want to use it in order to divorce your wife. You can't. Because when written, these students were not thinking about you and your wife. They were writing it generically. That's example number one. Yes, McKay, let's go over another example. And by the way, with all four of these examples, we keep ramping up the chiddush, meaning the first one is the least mechudush, and then each one of them now is just going to increase chiddush. So yes, McKay, the Gemara says, I'll go even a step further. This is case number two. Kasav l'garish yisisha v'nim lach matzah ben iro v'amar l'ashmi k'shimcha v'shem ishti k'shem ishtecha. Pasul l'garish bo. And example number two, so I'm writing a get with the intention of divorcing my wife, and then we go for counseling, and Baruch Hashem, worked out great. And now I got this get that's unused, and it happens to be that my neighbor has got my name, and his wife has got my wife's name. So how about this now? In other words, hey, I'm so happy for you that you resurrected your marriage, but I'd like to terminate my marriage, and so can I go ahead now and use the get that you wrote for your wife? So that's also a failure of Lishma. But you understand, though, we're a little bit closer to Lishma. At least this get was written for the purposes of Gerushin, granted not for your neighbor and his wife, but nevertheless it was written for Gerushin. Yes, sir, McCain, we're on the third case of the Mishnah, as we're now on the top of Chavdal Amud Beis. Hayu lo shtei nashim ushmoseihem shavos v'kasav v'garishet v'gadov v'lo yigarish bo v'katana. You're married to two women, and they have the same name. Okay, perhaps, by the way, it's going to be a little bit of tricky navigating, but anyway, right now you want to divorce one of them, and you write to get to divorce one of them, and then afterwards you change your mind. Nah, you know what? I'd rather keep her. I'd rather dismiss the other one. So I'm sorry, by the way. I'm being a little bit casual over here, but okay, it's fine. So anyway, lo yigarish bo v'katana. So over here, so you understand, we're so much closer to Lishma over here. He did write it for himself. That part's good. But you have to write it with the intention of divorcing that particular woman. And it happens to be that of his two wives, so he wrote it for the intention of divorcing one of them, and now he wants to use it for the other, who happens to share the same name. You can't do that. Yes, sir, Mikan. Amar lelavlar ksov le'ezer she'erza agaresh, apostle agarish bo. And then finally, the fourth case here in the Mishnah is that same story. He's got two wives. They have the same names. And over here, he's got to cut bait. In other words, he's got to dismiss one of them. He's not sure which one he wants to divorce. But he goes to the sofer and says, look, I'm going to commission you to write it, and you'll write the get, and post-writing of the get, I'll make a decision afterwards. So the Mishnah says, you can't do that. Okay.
Brera.
That's exactly, that is tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow is the daf of Brera, based on this Mishnah over here.
Our Mishnah is not remarried, but brother.
We're coming back. So Kasav of Lagarish Yisisha Venimlach, so we're starting with the Gemara Ve'ela Reisha Bemai. So Amar Papa Besofer Masum L'Islamid Askinan. Okay, now when I presented the mission with Rav Papa's explanation, because as everybody here knows, I read ahead. Okay, in other words, I prepared. So I already knew Rav Papa's explanation. So when I presented the first case of the Mishnah, I described it as the students in school learning how to write safras. I'm Rav Ashi Dekan Ami Diktani Sofrim Makrin V'lo Ketani Sofrim Korim Shmamina. Makrin over here means that basically I'm telling you what to write. Okay, my yeser mikain. So Tan Debe Rabbi Shmo. Now again, a lot of this is going to sound repetitive because we're going to do exactly what we just did together. Show how each one of the cases is really just a ramping up of the Chiddush. In case number one, it wasn't even written as a divorce document. Students learning how to write. But in case number two, where the get was written by this couple, who then resurrected their marriage, and he wanted to now hand it over to his neighbor, who wanted to use it. So it was written l'shem gerushin, but obviously not for your neighbor, not for his wife. And now in case number three, where you wrote it for you and your wife, but again, you were married to two women, and you wanted to change which wife it is that you wanted to divorce. So over here, we're closer to Lishma. You wrote it for you, but not for that woman. In all those cases, it's possible. My time, huh? So, if the pasuk would have said just simply "Venasan Sefer Krisus Biada," it's got to be a divorcing document. So that excludes case number one. The law of Lashem Krisus. Avakas of the Garshis Isha Venimlach David Lashem Krisus Emakasher Kazarchmana Vikasav. But if the Torah had not written the word Vikasav, I would have said that if it was written as a divorcing document, it would work even for another couple. The Torah says, Vikasav, at the time when writing it must be written for this particular couple. E Kazar Rachman Vikasav, Havamin Lamutehai Delo Ihu Kakasivle, Ava Yeshlo Shay Nashim De Ihu Kakasivle, Emakasher Kasav Rachmana La. Lishma. And now, if I didn't have the word la, I would have thought that in the next case of the Mishnah, where he writes it for himself and one of his wives, but then changes his mind which wife he wants to divorce. So had the Torah not said the word la, I would have thought that would have been good. Hence, the Torah comes in with the word lot to tell me, no, that case also is not going to be, it's not going to be good. You must have in mind when writing the get the designated husband and the designated wife. The Sefer Lamali. So, Kamash and Ain Breira. Now, as far as the Sefer is concerned, the Sefer is coming to tell me that Ain Breira. He's writing the get for one of his wives. They both have the same name. And now he's telling the Sofer, I'll decide post-writing which one to divorce. That doesn't work because Ain Breira, because we do not subscribe to Breira. Okay, we're going to we'll pause over here at these two dots. Okay, and tomorrow we'll pick it up right with these two dots. okay. Adkan.